From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deadly Russian airstrikes reported in northwest Syria. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed at least 36 people Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said most of those killed were fighters in the Army of Conquest rebel group, fighting forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. The rescue workers reported that six strikes had hit a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings, and a residential area. Israel is allegedly responsible for assassinating a senior commander from the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Hezbollah says one of its top operatives, Samir Kuntar, was killed in an Israeli airstrike near the Syrian capital, Damascus. The group said two Israeli warplanes violated Syrian airspace and fired four long-range missiles at an apartment building. Kuntar was killed along with eight other people in the attack. Israel did not officially comment on the alleged assassination and stopped short of claiming responsibility. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a bathroom. It turned out to be a false alarm. The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius when a passenger noticed something that looked like a stopwatch mounted on a box. The plane made an emergency landing at the airport in the Kenyan city of Mombasa. All 459 passengers and 14 crew were safely evacuated. Kenyan police questioned six passengers over the incident, including the man who reported the package. The device was removed, no explosives found. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban have overrun a key district in a bid to seize control of the entire southern province of Helmand. The insurgent victory came hours after the provincial deputy governor, Warren Helmand, was standing on the brink of falling to the Taliban unless urgent action is taken. A Taliban spokesman told VOA its fighters captured the administrative center of the Sangin district and surrounded scores of retreating Afghan security forces. Hundreds of people protested in New Delhi against the release Sunday of the youngest person convicted in the fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman. That crime sparked international outrage and led to changes to India's rape laws. Among those protesting were the parents of the woman who was beaten and raped by six men aboard a bus. Police said the youngest attacker, then only 17, was the most brutal of the rapists. He beat the victim with an iron rod before sexually assaulting her. Police say the convict, now 20, was handed over to a charitable organization. More than three dozen survivors of an overturned ferry boat in central Indonesia have been plucked from the rough seas. An official with Indonesia's National Agency for Disaster Management told VOA they have found 37 survivors and the bodies of three children in the choppy waters since the boat sank on Saturday. Rescue operations will resume Monday morning. Chinese state media say 59 people remain missing after an enormous landslide struck an industrial park in southern China, burying 22 buildings. Officials say four people were rescued from the debris. The official Xinhua news agency says a landslide struck Shenzhen in Guangdong province Sunday morning. It covered the area in a sea of mud and also triggered a nearby gas line explosion. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to boost economic and business ties during an official visit to Thailand by Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen. Ron Corbin has details.
The visit by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen was the first in 12 years. Speaking after the signing of several agreements to boost trade, business and security, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said both countries aim to strengthen bilateral relations. Prayut said the Thai-Cambodian relationship is currently at its best. Earlier, Hun Sen called for more Thai investment at a Thai and Cambodian business forum. The two countries pledged to triple bilateral trade and investment by 2020. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of the voters in a referendum chose to change the constitution, allowing him to seek another term. His current term expires in 2017. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.